A service for the 14th Sunday after Pentecost, September the 14th, 2025. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We pray. Lord Jesus, you are the Good Shepherd, without whom nothing is secure. Rescue and preserve us, that we may not be lost forever, but follow you, rejoicing in the way that leads to eternal life. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reading is from Ezekiel chapter 34. For thus says the Lord God, Behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered, gather them from the countries, and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines, and in the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. As for you, my flock, that you must muddy the rest of the water with your feet, and must my sheep eat what you have trodden with your feet, and drink what you have muddied with your feet? Therefore, thus says the Lord God to them, Behold, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. Because you push with side and with shoulder, and thrust at all the weak with your horns till you have scattered them abroad, I will rescue my flocks. They shall no longer be a prey, and I will judge between sheep and sheep, and I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd, and I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David shall be prince among them. I am the Lord. I have spoken. This is our text. And now in sermon entitled, Gathered Then Scattered. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It is an amazing thing to me that I've seen my whole life, is that when the Lord's Day rolls around, Christians gather for worship. Some of these did not have to go to a lot of effort for this to happen, for they lived nearby. However, there are others who do go to a lot of effort. They might have to rise early to do their chores, then get themselves ready, and then have a lengthier drive in order to get to their meeting place. The effort is made because it is good to get together with our fellow believers in Christ. It's good to hear the word of the Lord together. It's wonderful to receive Holy Communion within our community. Our Lutheran confessions speak about the mutual conversation and consolation of the brethren as yet another means of grace. There's something that is faith-strengthening about seeing one's sisters and brothers in Christ worshiping. Indeed, it's a blessing to gather. But from here, we scatter. Some of us don't have far to go. Others are a bit further out. We interact with other people during the week, many whom are not our brothers and sisters in Christ. In this respect, it can be a bit lonely. We feel isolated and alone. Then, in various situations and countless circumstances, there are some Christians who do not have the luxury of gathering regularly with fellow believers. This is especially the case for those in nations where Christian gatherings are forbidden. This happens in communist countries and in Muslim lands. Or it could be that a Christian is stationed in some remote location where there simply are no fellow Christians with whom to assemble for worship. and it could also happen to you here due to an illness or the debilitating effects of aging. One becomes shut in. For a variety of reasons, you may feel alone and isolated. Well, in our text this morning, this is what many of the Israelites felt like in their circumstances. Due to the Babylonian captivity, they had been separated from each other and marched off to remote locations to live lives of servitude. Their main gathering place, the temple in Jerusalem, had been razed to the ground. They were far from home and very isolated. In isolation as a child of God, whether the Israelites who were in captivity or Christians today, one can't help but question, what now? Am I lost and forgotten? What is worse, they may start to wonder if they are even lost to God. Well, to the Israelites who had been scattered and who were no longer able to gather, at least not like they had been, the Lord had a word for them. It came to them via the prophet Ezekiel, and it was recorded for them and for all time, the words of our text. Using the imagery of a shepherd with his sheep, the Lord told those scattered, "Behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness." And though it seemed like their isolation would go on forever and that all was hopeless, the Lord had a wonderful promise. He said, "And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them into their own land." Yes, restoration was in their future. They would be gathered again. The hardships associated with their captivity and isolation would be in the past. God promised, "And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land." Not only would they feed, but there they could at last rest, for the Lord said, "There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel." Friends, this is something that pertains to you and to me, even if we are able to gather here regularly around Word and Sacrament with our fellow believers in worship. As good as it is to gather, we are more often scattered. In this world, we often feel isolated and alone in our Christian faith. The world in which we find ourselves is slowly yet surely becoming more hostile to Christ and his Christians. We long for something more, something better than what our lives are now, even as good as they may be. The reason that we feel this way is that this is a fallen world in which we live. It's a world that feels hostile to people of the faith. Sometimes hostility even comes from others who claim the faith for themselves. How we might feel is how some sheep in our text felt as they were oppressed by others. Through Ezekiel, God declared, "As for you, my flock, behold, I judge between sheep and sheep, between rams and male goats. Is it not enough for you to feed on the good pasture that you must tread down with your feet the rest of your pasture, and to drink of clear water that you must muddy the rest of the water with your feet? And must my sheep eat what you have trodden with your feet, and drink what you have muddied with your feet?" You see, the Lord sees when we are oppressed in this sinful world by others, like sheep pushed out of the way by goats, with their food trampled. This angers the Lord, for he cares very much about our well-being. How much does he care? God cares enough to come amongst us, lost sheep, that he might search us out and find us for himself. He came in the person of Jesus, true God and true man. Jesus declared, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Yes, that we may be his sheep. Jesus died on Calvary's cross as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Jesus shed sacrificial blood on the cross that you and I might be redeemed through faith in him. He went on to say about his life, I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. And this, precisely, is what Jesus did on Easter, rising from the grave, in victory over sin, death, and hell. The final day of deliverance will come for us when Jesus returns to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom shall have no end. Until then, however, we have something in common with the Israelites when they had been removed from their homeland to live scattered in exile, oppressed, isolated, and alone. How amazing it will be to be only with fellow worshippers of God and with our Lord Jesus for all time. Knowing that this is soon to be our future reality helps us now. The word of the Lord through Ezekiel to the Israelite captives then applies to you and me now as Christian sheep, scattered about and often oppressed by others in this world. Lord says, I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. I will feed them in justice. On the one hand, this spoke about their restoration back to the land at the end of the Babylonian captivity. On the other hand, it vividly speaks of what you and I are still anticipating on the day that our Lord Jesus returns. Truly, the day shall arrive when we shall be sought out wherever we are, whether in regions in which Christianity is forbidden, or even shut in nursing homes, or anywhere else for that matter. Our injuries sustained in this hostile world will be bound up. Where we are weak, we will be made strong. All our enemies will be defeated, including death itself. We will be raised as Christ was raised to new and everlasting life upon the renewed earth. Never again will we be scattered, for always we will be gathered. No more will we be lost. We shall forever be found. Through Ezekiel, God reassures us today, I will rescue my flock. They shall no longer be a prey. I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd, and I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David shall be prince among them. I am the Lord. I have spoken. When it says David, it means David's promised descendant, who is Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, knowing that this is coming helps us now. It helps us when we are presently scattered and unable for a variety of reasons to even gather here on the Lord's Day. It helps us when we are oppressed, even by wolves in sheep's clothing. These troubles are but temporary. We are not lost and forgotten, forsaken and forlorn. Instead, we are found and remembered, embraced and loved by Jesus, our Good Shepherd. The author of the letter to the Hebrews once had to write, "Do not neglect to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." This should go without saying. And I know that you, Christian, look forward to our Lord's Day gatherings. Some of you go to a lot of trouble to make sure that you are here most Sundays. How good and pleasant it is to be together receiving our Lord's gifts. After we leave, and when we face hostility, that's okay too, for the Lord is with us, with his rod and with his staff, which comfort us. This is the case when we are gathered, and it remains so even when we are scattered. In the name of Jesus our Shepherd, Amen. grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And now may the peace of God that transcends all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. And the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and grant you peace. Amen.